Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get to the audio of what Jordan Davis said after the game about blocking that field goal and the celebration that ensued. That's up ahead in a moment. Plus, Seth Joyner, 9 o'clock.
I was looking at
Seth that. With us for an entire hour in studio.
I was looking at the first block again while we were listening.
Jalen Carter's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was, I think, as you go through, you know, they had different configurations for our D-line. We weren't always lining up Jalen and Jordan right next to each other over the left guard during the game, just depending on where the kick was coming from.
Yep.
But both blocks were from that same look where you had Jalen Carter on the inside shade of the guard, the left guard,
mm-hmm.
and then you had Jordan Davis on the outside shoulder of that same guard. And before the first field goal block, the official actually came and moved Jalen Carter.
Did you think he was too close to the center?
Yeah. The official actually walked up. I mean, like, right before the snap. The official walked up and slapped his butt to move him over because he was a little bit too... Like, you're not allowed to hit that center at all.
And I've always thought that's an odd... Not hitting the center. I've always thought it's odd, John. It's one of the few things in sports where the official will flat tell you if you're about to do an infraction.
Yeah.
And it's a permissible part of the sport that the official can warn you.
It's why they get mad when they don't.
It's like the wide receivers thing, when they can go up on the line and be like, am I on the line?
But at least the wide receiver asks.
Yeah.
No, I know, I'm just saying, you're right. They offer the information.
He came up and it's free.
It's a very odd element of sports that the official will...
I appreciate it. I mean, seriously, their first block, he came up and he moved him a half second before the snap.
And they probably do that as a safety measure for the center.
100% for the snapper.
That's why they...
Because their heads down.
Because their heads, and that's why they give the referee the leeway, because it's a preventative
thing.
Well,
they changed that rule, yeah.
They did.
I'm telling you, there is no way. Look, now that you've got this idea, you're going to put these two men, Jordan and Jalen, you're going to put them on one person, that guard.
Yeah, but don't expect it to happen 3 or 4 or 5 times this year.
No, I'm just saying.
I mean, they've been playing together for 4 years. It's the first time.
I'm saying, you do this thing. I don't know why it won't work a couple more times this season.
We'll find out. Let's go to Patty right now. Patty, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. First, my condolences to the Perrant and Flyers family.
Yeah.
I grew up in the 70s, so I was definitely a Bernie Perrant fan, and he definitely was a good man and will be missed.
Big time. Great man, and will be sorely missed. And one of the absolute all-time greats in the history of Philly sports. List which is, there's only about 8 or 9, the Dr. J's, the Mike Schmidt's, the Steve Carlton's, I mean, the Wilt Chamberlain's, like the top of the top. He is in that group, no question.
Yes. I was at the game yesterday. The energy wasn't so good in the first half. The section I was sitting in, the fans around were chanting for Petullo's firing. But definitely something happened in that locker room. I'm not sure. I think I heard people saying, and I don't know if this is true, that Nick and Jalen took the play calling away from Petullo.
Well, I have not heard that. I don't know if that's...
No one said that.
It was a supposition.
Right.
Yeah.
It was like I said, it was probably rumors, but I do believe something happened in that locker room because, man, they came out on fire
Well, remember this. They didn't, Patty.
Yeah, they fumbled the opening play.
Yeah, right away, right? They turned it over, and the other team got a free touchdown. Right. It was after that they picked it up.
But still, and then people were starting to leave when the Rams were going down the field, getting ready to kick the field goal, and there's a lot of people that missed that great play by Jordan Davis.
Well, it's too bad for those people. That's on them.
Oh, it sure was.
I mean, if you're walking to your car and you hear the roar, I mean, that's on you.
Awesome. It was awesome. I feel bad for those people because they sure did miss a good play. And I'd love to know what his heart rate was after running and making that field goal.
I was amazed he was able to do that interview with Garofalo.
Listen.
Without needing oxygen. How many times have we seen players need oxygen?
Think about how much better shade.
Exactly.
Oh, it's so cool.
Hey, Patty,
to see that
great phone call. Let's get to the audio of Jordan Davis after the game, after the play. This is not the Garofalo interview, but this is him, Jordan Davis, at the podium describing the blocked field goal. Let's listen.
You know, it came down to just the technique and the fundamentals of everything. A lot of people look at field goal block as just another play, just another down, put your hands up, get off the field, check a box. But the way we talked about it on the sideline, we knew, especially off his last kick, we knew his angle. We knew his launch point when it's at the 30-yard line, somewhere around there. And we just hit the gap, put our hands up at the right time, and then I seen the ball on the ground. And then at that point, I knew it was a no-my situation, but we just took off from there. I wanted possession, so I wanted to make sure that we ended the game right. Didn't know I was going to go that fast. Didn't know I was going to make it all the way to the end zone. Just started running, and my legs carried me from there.
Tremendous. More of Jordan Davis, because he also described the celebration. I mean, he's there. He turns around. His whole team runs to him. But he also pivots to a lot of other elements of the game. Here's more Jordan Davis.
When I turned around, everybody was running towards me. So all I could do was just stand there and wait for him to come. Because if I try to run away, I was going to get moshed. But I think it's just my thing was just the fight that we had, that fight in that team, the drive, the hunger that they had, not being down, not being out of the game, fighting to the very end, clawing to the very end. I think that was something when that hit me and I seen everybody, I was just like, man, like, what a way to end the game.
Yeah, I mean, beyond. It's absolutely incredible. Let's listen to more audio. Jordan Davis with Maria Taylor on NBC with Jalen Hurts. So Jordan Davis is doing an interview. It's one of those quick interviews that Maria Taylor and the NBC crew will do where they talk to some star players and then they'll play some of them that evening. So they've got the audio. They're talking to Jordan Davis. Jalen Hurts pops in. It's all great. Listen to Jalen with Jordan and Maria Taylor.
Come on in. Come on in. We got such a guest, Jalen Hurts, in the building. What up?
Jalen, what's up? It's Maria. Congratulations, bud.
Man. I knew you was going to make a play, dog.
Come on, man.
No, you didn't.
Jalen,
did you know that he ran 18 miles per hour, 18.59?
I'm sure he did. It turned on right when it was supposed to. Go take it to the house. He's trying to go ahead.
Look.
I knew it. When I saw you and Jalen Carter line up next together, I said, them Georgia boys about to make a play. I already knew
it. We talked about it.
That's exactly what it was.
Ice him.
Game over.
You heard it here first, man. You heard it here first.
Hey, can I get a go dogs then? One good time, Jordan.
Go dogs. Go dogs. Go dogs. Go dogs.
Get out of here, Jalen.
That was great. Look, I thought it might have been the best half Jalen ever played. He was really something.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.